Today is a very memorable occasion. For me, always a very important one. And that is that it's the 40th anniversary of the establishment of ISKCON. 40 years means two generations have gone by. I wonder how many of you are less than 40 years old. Those who are, ISKCON was founded before you were born. And today I'd just like to speak something about that because it's such an important thing for all of us. We're all members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness Movement, which is a legal entity, a formation of a concept, the institutionalization of religion, which is not new. Even during the time of Shankaracharya, he very much systematized and organized his preaching, as did Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya, and of course Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, although Jiva Goswami also started his Vishva Vaishnavab Sabha. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada added a really novel aspect to this institutionalization of religious organizations, which is novel in Indian religions, or religions that have their roots in mainland India, although they exist in other religions as well. And that novel idea is the separation of spiritual authority, or seeing as the representative of God, as the sole and absolute authority of the institution. In other words, one is the final say and the ultimate managerial leadership of a spiritual organization, and the other one is the spiritual leadership, and I'll just clarify this a little further, although you've heard me talk about it before, of Vaishnavas, which for us means the guru, generally the Diksha guru, but Diksha or Shiksha gurus. In other words, in the Vaishnava tradition, the principle is that the guru is the representative of God, and he embodies everything and all authority on part of the disciple. But here in Krishna Consciousness Movement, the ultimate authority for the guidance of disciples, the management of the organization is not invested in the guru, in the spiritual figurehead, but in a governing body, this governing body commission, which Srila Prabhupada adopted, a term that he adopted from how the Indian Railways was being managed by a group of seniors. And in that sense, the guru or Diksha gurus, while they retain their God-given responsibility of guiding disciples, steering them back home to Godhead, but they don't do it independent or parallel to the structure of the organization, but they do it under the authority of the GBC, and indeed under the authority structure of the society, so that, like every other devotee, gurus are also accountable to some temple president, GBC secretary, regional secretary, GBC body, and they're also bound by the rules of the society, and they are not the ultimate voice, either in managerial or spiritual issues, but the body is. The GBC body is. So this was the novelty of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in which Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, formulated into seven distinct points, and I'm going to read those one by one. The first one was to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. So here Srila Prabhupada is talking about a very basic spiritual principle. You're not this body, you're a spirit soul. When people are not educated in their eternal spiritual identity, then they're miseducated. The consequence of that is that their value system becomes corrupted, and therefore there's automatically violence and disunity. As long as bodily identification becomes the basis of political, economic, sociological values, there will always be conflict, because there's no sense of unity, because bodies are always different and bodily demands are also different, especially when the goal of life is to satisfy bodily demands, not our goal of life, but a materialistic person. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying, Dehi Nosmin, introduce and educate people in the concept that you are not this body, and build up the values of society based upon the fact that you are spirit soul. And that will be the first step towards bringing unity and peace in the world. Then B is to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So first we have the soul, now we're talking about Krishna or God. It's not enough that people are aware of their identity, but that identity is incomplete unless they realize that there's also a Supreme Person who has created this world. And how is that awareness, that consciousness of that Krishna defined? As it's defined in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many Vedic literatures, but many of them speak indirectly. Here, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam very directly and clearly enumerates and establishes these principles of Godhead. And when people are aware of the identity of Krishna as given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they are called Krishna conscious. C, to bring the members of society together, the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. And now here, Srila Prabhupada is now distinguishing between the members of ISKCON as well as society at large. And what is he establishing? He's establishing that the spirit souls in A and Krishna, B, are connected. They're connected how? That the spirit souls are part and parcel of Krishna and that they're his servants. So in society, in our society, in ISKCON, the idea is that based on this knowledge that we're also